Good morning and happy Mother's Day.
早晨, 母親節快樂。
It seems right that we should bring the children in to worship with you on Mother's Day.
今天正是一個好日子下, 我們, 讓我們的青少年和我們一起去敬拜神。
As we celebrate our mothers today, there may be a mix of feelings.
我們今天慶祝母親節的時候, 可能當中的, 我們有一些的悲喜交集。
We feel loving appreciation, joyful memories, and also even painful sorrow.
我們可能當中想到母親的愛心當中也有很多好好的回憶但可能當中也有一些悲傷的經歷。
If you are experiencing sorrow this year, may the Lord bring you comfort.
如果今年這一年你們是經過一些悲痛的經歷的時候我願意神祂自己的安慰臨到你們那裡。
Today I will share a short message from the book of Hebrews that applies to all of us.
今天我會從希伯來書那裡去講一篇分享一個經文就是希望對我們每一個人都是有用的。
To men and women, to young and old, to seekers as well as long-time believers.
希望這段經文可以幫助我們無論是男女老少無論我們是剛信主追求去認識福音的或者是我們已經是信了很久的信徒。
In our life, faith, and family, we usually start well.
很多時候在家庭下我們每個人可能開始的時候我們開始做事的時候我們都會做得很好的。
But we also need to finish well.
但其實我們更加需要的就是我們要完成。
Many of us are good starters.
我們當中很多人可能是我們是一個無論做什麼時候我們都會很順利做得很好的。
We start with great enthusiasm, but after obstacles and struggles, we lose steam.
我們開始很多的項目的時候我們可能都很一番熱誠做得很好但當我們經過很多的障礙的時候掙扎的時候
We start a new diet and eat better and work out daily only to lose focus when we begin to plateau.
我們開始譬如說一些節食、一些營養餐的時候計劃的時候我們可能都會有好的飲食我們可以運動但跟著沒什麼結果的時候我們開始就泄氣了就做不到了。
We start ambitious DIY remodeling projects only to end up with a house full of half-done projects.
我們可能在家裡面一番熱誠的我們開始一些自己做的裝修的工作但是做一下的時候我們發覺家裡面只是還有一半的很多東西做成了一半。We
fall in love with Jesus and joyfully get baptized, but over time we struggle to pray, read our Bible, and make time for spiritual growth.
我們沒有喜樂地去信主、去追求神開始好好地去讀經、去禱告但慢慢的時候我們越來越覺得困難然後就是沒辦法在我們屬靈生命上的長進。Even
our marriage and family may have started well, but now we fear it may not finish well.
就算在我們的婚姻、在我們的家庭那裡可能我們開始做的時候都是會開始做得好的但慢慢的時候我們變得越來越泄氣越來越沒有那個焦點去做得不好。
From the beginning of the book of Hebrews, the believers were warned.
在希伯來書一開始的時候這些信徒作者就在勸勉這些信徒。
In Hebrews 2 verse 1, it says, We must pay the most careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard so that we do not drift away.
在希伯來書2章1節那裡說到所以我們當越發的正準所聽見的道理恐怕我們會隨流失去。
Beware of complacency and not paying careful attention to God.
我們要小心我們是否在安逸圈那裡以致我們對神的話語不去正準的去注意。
Because it is so easy to drift away, do not drift away.
因為是這麼容易的,我們就可以流失,我們不應該去流失。
In Hebrews 3 verse 12, it says, Take care, brothers, lest there be any of you an evil, unbelieving heart leading you to fall away from the living God.
喺希伯来书三章十二节嗰度当中讲到，佢话弟兄们，你们要谨慎，免得你们中间或有人存着不信的恶心，把永生神离弃了。
Beware of dancing with an evil lifestyle and worldly beliefs.
小心我哋唔好与恶同行，喺我哋嘅生活里面啊，充满呢啲嘅恶行。
Because it is so easy to fall away. Do not fall away.
因为就是咁容易，我哋可以离弃神，我哋唔好离弃神。
So in Hebrews 10 verse 36, it reminds us you need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what He has promised.
所以希伯来书十章三十六节，作者咁同我哋讲，佢话你哋必须忍耐，使你们完成咗神嘅旨意，就可以得着所应许的。
You need endurance, perseverance.
我哋需要坚忍，我哋需要忍耐。
It doesn't matter how well you started.
其实好多时候我哋唔系净系话单靠话我哋开始一样嘢就开始得几好。
It truly matters how you end.
其实系更重要嘅就系话我哋点样去完成一样嘢。
It doesn't matter that you once believed faithfully.
唔系净系话我哋可以开始嗰时我哋点样有好大嘅信心嘅去相信。
It matters how you believe now and trust and obey God when you finish.
其实最紧要嘅就系话，而家我哋系点样嘅，更加嘅去信靠神。我哋将来亦都系，当我哋完成嗰阵时，我哋终结嗰阵时，我哋点去更加嘅去倚靠神。
So I want to highlight three simple exhortations to finish well in these three short verses.
所以今日我喺呢短短嘅呢三节经文里面，我希望有三个重点同大家分享嘅。
The author says, "Run with perseverance."
作者话我哋要全心忍耐嘅奔跑。
Let us run with perseverance the race marked for us.
佢话我哋要全心忍耐奔跑喺我哋前面嘅路程。
If you are a follower of Jesus, the Lord has a race awaiting you to complete.
如果你系耶稣基督嘅信徒嗰阵时候，其实喺前面我哋每个人都有条跑道系神要我哋去竞赛嘅。
May we endure and end like the Apostle Paul. He fought the good fight, finished the race, and kept the faith.
与我哋每个人一样，每个信徒都好似使徒保罗一样，佢系喺呢个嘅跑，佢自己嘅跑道上面嗰阵时候忍耐，就系佢自己话佢已经系佢嘅仗，美好嘅仗已经打过啦，佢当跑路已经走过。
To receive the crown of righteousness, it says in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 and 8.
他说他当跑路已经跑尽了，在他的信道已经守住了，以致到他可以得到这个公义的冠冕。这个就是在提摩太后书那里讲到的。
When you are young and inexperienced, runners have to learn that a race is not won by who ran the fastest at the beginning.
当我哋系冇经验，或者我哋系一啲好初开始去跑步嘅竞赛嘅一啲嘅跑步者嗰阵时候，我哋可能咧就系唔知道其实系咪话净系我哋开始跑嗰阵时咧跑得最快咧就系最好咧。
But we learn that a race is won when you cross the finish line。
我哋慢慢有经验之后，我就知道其实最紧要嘅就系话，当我哋去到冲刺去个终点嗰阵时候咧，我哋系能够去完成到。
When a group of kids line up at the starting line, and the teacher says, "Ready, set, go."
当一班嘅细路仔喺嗰个赛跑嘅一个起点嗰阵时候，预备嗰阵时，然后跟住咧个号令咧就话：你哋开始啦，预备开始。
Many will run with all their might.
好多就好似尽快嘅咁去走。
That might work for the 50-yard dash.
可能最开始嘅50米咧，你系可以做到嘅。
But once they progress to 400 or 800 meter races, they need to learn a different strategy to finish well.
但当佢哋走到400米到800米嗰阵时，佢哋发觉佢哋就唔可以咁走，佢哋要用唔同嘅策略先至可以完成。
Even the fastest little kid will run out of breath.
就系走得最快嘅嗰个细路仔，都可能咧要即系慢慢慢落嚟。
And he'll struggle the rest of the way.
然后咧喺成个嘅佢跑道上咧系挣扎
，and he might quit before he finishes。
佢甚至咧可能咧系放弃，唔会再去跑啦。
In the Bible, the Greek word for race is agon。
在希臘文裡面，這個字，這個字，賽跑下路程，這個字是agon。
And it sounds like an English word. Yes, agony or agonize.
咁呢個係似英文嘅邊個字咧？就英文嘅嗰個字 agonize， 就係痛苦咁解。
The Apostle Paul loved to use agon in the context of conflict and struggle.
使徒保羅咧好中意喺佢嘅寫嘅書信裡面咧用到呢個字，呢個痛苦 agon 呢個字，去講關於佢嘅掙扎。
Here he describes the race.And it requires effort.
佢講到呢個比賽係需要辛勞嘅。
Christ saved us through faith, through grace. We cannot earn our salvation, but He is pleased with our effort.
基督喺信嗰度為咗我哋係拯救我哋。呢個嘅救恩唔係我哋自己嘅去賺翻嚟嘅，乃係因為神嘅緣故。但係我哋咁去。勞苦嗰陣時候，神係得到神嘅喜悅嘅。
In our race, we have to get off our butt, get on our feet, and run the Christian race with perseverance.
喺我哋自己信徒嘅跑道，我哋嘅競賽裏面，我哋係需要去辛勞、去勞苦、去用我哋雙手雙腳去走完，係忍耐嘅、堅忍嘅走完呢條嘅路程。
The word for perseverance, hupomone, also renders patient endurance.
喺呢個嘅呢個忍耐、堅忍嗰度呢個字係其實咧係講到係堅持同埋忍耐。
This word hupomone does not indicate a passive patience to accept what is happening, but more an active determination to stick with it.
在这个原文那里 Hopomone 那里不是讲到说我们是很被动的去一个的忍耐而是讲到其实我们是主动要决心的去坚持下去
So Hupo is under We stay under We choose to stay under a hard place when pressure is applied
当我们有压力压下来的时候我们是愿意的主动的去选择在这个压力下面一路的坚持下去
When pressure is mounting on us, we don't run away and escape it, but we stay under it so that we run better.
当呢啲压力咁压落嚟嗰阵时候，我哋自己系决心嘅去选择，唔喺呢啲嘅，唔去逃避呢啲嘅压力，乃系继续嘅承受住啲压力嘅，系坚持落去，一路嘅去跑完。
No one can run the race, your race for you. It is marked out for you.
你的跑道是为你而设，没人能够走你的跑道。
I have to run my race, you have to run your race.
我有我的跑道要去走，你有你的跑道去走。
Some of you just started your race.
有一些人可能是在你的信仰上面刚刚开始你的跑道。
Some of you have been in the race for 15 or 30 years.
有些人可能在你的信心的这个旅程里面是已经是15年，已经是30年。
My race started over 45 years ago.
我的跑道已经开始了45年。
When we began, our hearts were full of fire to serve the Lord.
当我们开始的时候，我们心里面充满热诚的去侍奉神。
We started strong, and when we sang praises, we jumped for joy.
开始的时候，可能我们信主的时候，我们无论唱诗，无论是信神的时候，我们各方面，我们很有热诚，我们都唱得很大声。
That's why young people love to sing and jump.
所以咧，我哋嘅后生嘅年轻人咧，系中意唱圣诗赞美神嗰阵时候，亦都咧去喜跃嘅，去跳跃。
We started the race and we loved the word of God and we studied the Bible with passion.
好啦，我哋开始嘅时候，我哋好愿意嘅去认识神，我哋去查经，我哋祈祷，去做好多嘅嘢。
We loved to serve, and we were willing to volunteer for the mission field.
我哋好中意去侍奉，我哋可能当中有特别嘅，我哋去愿意嘅喺宣教嘅事工上面，我哋去侍奉。
And we sacrificed everything to build the church.
我哋可能亦都去牺牲嘅好多嘢，令到我哋可以建立我哋嘅教会。
I heard my generation and the generation before me and the generation after me all on fire.
我聽過亦都係話我嘅喺我之前嘅信徒，或者我呢一輩嘅信徒，或者我之後嘅睇得到佢哋全部嘅都係有神去侍奉神嘅熱誠。
Here I am, send me。
佢都話：神啊，我喺呢一度，請差遣我。
And then life happened.
然後跟住呢個嘅生活呢個事情就嚟啦。
Work exhausted us.
我哋嘅工作令到我哋非常非常之嘅忙碌。我哋
raising a family consumed us.
我哋去要去養個家，我哋要去個家庭開始家庭嗰陣時，令到我哋非亦都非常嘅疲累。
Or a brother or sister offended us.
哦，或者係當中有弟兄姊妹或者佢講嘢係得罪咗我哋嘅。
And teaching the kids overwhelmed us.
或者係我哋要教細路仔嗰陣時，令到我哋啊身心靈都疲累。
And I hear often, let the younger generation, take our place.
我成日都聽到人哋講就話，哎，等啲後生嘅去做，去取代我哋嘅位置啦。
We grew tired. We want to relax and retire.
我哋好攰，我哋希望能夠啲後生嘅做，以至到咧我哋可以輕鬆落嚟，我哋可以去甚至去退落嚟。
And maybe we want to sit and watch someone else do it.
或者我哋希望就坐咗喺度就睇第二啲人去做。
But we need to stay in the race.
但係我同你講，我哋需要係維持住喺我哋嘅跑道上面。
We need to support and empower and mentor the next leaders.
我哋需要支持，我哋需要强大，同埋我哋需要鼓励我哋嘅下一代。
In addition to the great cloud of faith followers, the great heroes of faith in the Bible and throughout church history, we need to surround them in the cloud of witnesses.
除了我們在我們聖經中講到很多信心的偉人，他們是給我們見證之外，在我們的生活上面，我們都需要很多的信徒，他們的見證就好像雲彩的見證人去包圍著我們這些下一代。
The next group needs our blessing and our prayer.
我們的下一代是需要我們的祝福，以及需要我們的鼓勵，以及需要我們的夥伴在裡面。
They need our partnership and encouragement.
他需要我們去支持他的夥伴。
And since the Lord led me to RCCC,
因為神帶領我到嚟到呢個約歌教會
and at my age and in this season of my life, I have never run so hard for the Lord at RCCC.
我同大家講就係話，喺我呢個嘅年紀，喺我呢個嘅跑到呢度嗰陣時，我從來未試過咧係要咁努力嘅去做咁辛苦嘅去辛勞。
By His grace and with your prayer, we must run strong and finish well.
但係藉住神嘅恩典，亦都有你哋嘅支持同埋禱告，希望可以繼續嘅，可以喺呢個嘅跑道喺我哋呢個比賽個生命裏面，我哋會做得更加好去完成。
So Hebrews 12 says, "Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us."
所以喺希伯來書十二章嗰度講話，所以令到我哋有許多見證人員同雲彩圍繞著我們。
We all need to run and finish well.
令到我哋可以全心忍耐嘅，系摆前头嘅奔跑前头嘅路。
The second simple exhortation to finish well is this: throw off all hindrances and sins.
第二点，我想同大家分享嘅就系话要当放下各样重担同埋罪。
Throw off every sin and hindrance, that so easily entangles.
就是说我们要放下各样的重担，去可以缠绕住我们的重担。
When runners get on the track to race, they take off all unnecessary weight to run.
当那些竞赛赛跑者的时候，当要他去到跑道的时候，预备去比赛的时候，
they may take off their training pants, take off their hoodies, remove dangling jewelry.
他们要除低很多身上面缠绕住他们，令到他们不可以跑得快的东西，例如说他们要除了他们的练习的裤啊，他们首饰啊，头饰啊，各方面。
They may shave their hair or tie back their hair.
他们可能或者剪头发，甚至是绑你的头发上来。
It is said, if you wish to travel far and fast, travel light.
有句咁講嘅就係話，如果我哋想去前進，我哋想去行到前面快啲嗰陣時候咧，我哋咧就需要係更加輕便嘅裝束去做。
There are two categories of things that we have to throw away.
有兩方面嘅嘢嚇，其實咧我哋係需要去抌走與放低嘅。
The first is sin。
第一個咧就係罪。
Sins are more clearly understood。
罪可能我哋大家都比較明白一啲。
We know God's laws. We know the lines we should not cross。
我哋知道神佢嗰個嘅佢一個嘅底線喺邊度，所以咧我哋都會小心，我哋唔去越過呢個嘅犯罪嘅底線。
We know we are wrong when we do the things we should not do and neglect to do the things that we should do but don't.
我哋知道我當有啲嘢我哋應該做，我哋冇做，我係錯嘅。我都知道有啲嘢我哋係唔應該做嘅，但係我哋做咗嗰時，我哋知道係錯嘅。
So we understood sins.
所以我哋明白罪係乜嘢。
But identifying a hindrance or a weight is more difficult.
但係當我哋要明白乜嘢叫做了解咩叫做重擔或者阻礙我哋嘅嘢嘅時候咧，就比較困難啦。
Because a lot of hindrances are not a sin in itself.
因為有啲嘅阻礙我哋嗰啲纏繞我哋嘅重擔咧，嗰啲嘢咧未必係真係我哋叫罪喎。
They may not be really bad. They may even be good, but they're a distraction.
可能嗰啲嘢唔係一定話係一啲好唔好嘅嘢，甚至係一啲好嘅嘢，只不過嗰啲嘢令到我哋分心。
They take away our focus now and maybe become a sin later。
可能佢而家令到我哋分心，唔可以專注我哋所做嘅嘢，令到以後遲啲嗰啲嘢會成為罪。
Hindrances prevent us from running effectively。
呢啲阻礙纏繞我哋嘅時候咧，令到我哋唔可以喺神面前完全唔可以嘅，就令到我哋要犯罪。
We have a picture that they entangle us like loose-fitting clothing that trips us up when we run.
就好似我哋谂下，就系嗰啲嘅嘢就可以成为好似一啲嘅又大又阔嗰啲嘅衫。当我哋赛跑嗰阵时候咧，令到我哋好易跌倒。
The things that prevent Christians to become great followers of Jesus may not actually be bad sins.
有好多时嗰啲嘅前累嗰啲嘅嘢，令到我哋呢啲基督徒唔可以喺神面前成为伟大嘅信徒嗰阵时，嗰啲嘢咧可能唔系我哋叫一啲唔好嘅罪。
But preventing us from being great are sometimes the good things that hinder us and distract us from the great things。
但好多时嗰啲嘅嘢令到我哋分心，以致到我哋喺一啲嘅好多嘅嘢度唔可以做得更好嗰阵时候，就会令到我哋跌倒。
Some examples of that。
有啲乜嘢嘅例子咧
？Time-consuming social media, endless hours on TikTok, YouTube, and texting。
例如話，我哋用咗無數無數咁多小時嘅嗰啲嘅社交媒體，我哋喺度去玩 TikTok， 去玩 YouTube， 睇好多呢啲咁嘅短視頻。
Not necessarily all bad, but does it cause us to struggle as we follow Jesus and keep godly thoughts?
嗰啲嘢未必係完全唔好嘅，唔係全部都係唔好嘅。但係會唔會令到我哋分心，同埋呢種我哋好多嘅時間，令到我哋唔可以專注神面前，我哋去思考神嘅話語咧
？Another example: excessive hours advancing career status, chasing pleasures and possessions.
另外一個嘅例子就係話，用好多好多嘅時間去花喺我哋譬如工作上，我哋追求做得更加嘅高嘅職位，或者令到我哋有啲好嘅享受，或者係我哋可以得到好多嘅我哋中意嘅物資。
Does it affect our priorities, our sleep, and our family life?
呢啲嘅嘢會唔會影響我哋？無論我哋喺家庭嘅生活，無論我哋生活嘅優先次序，或者我哋嘅甚至睡眠。
Another example, pursuing hobbies, sports, popularity, and certain relationships.
另一個例子就係話，甚至係我哋非常之追求，譬如話運動上嘅嘢，或者係我哋追求上我哋嘅嗜好啊，或者係我哋喺個關係上面。
Does it hinder your ability to worship and be in fellowship with others?
呢啲嘢會唔會影響我哋，以致到我哋唔可以專注嘅去敬拜神，或者係喺生活上面同弟兄姊妹有個嘅團契生活啦
？One more example: even poor self-esteem, unresolved past, and emotional baggage can be a crippling hindrance.
另外一個嘅例子就係，甚至我哋一啲 好低嘅唔好嘅好差嘅自尊心，或者我哋一啲唔可以以前唔可以解決嘅一啲過去嘅嘢，甚至我哋嘅情緒上俾我哋好大嘅困擾嗰陣時，呢啲嘢全部都可以令到我哋非常之嘅去難以去做得更好。
These things can weigh us down and make us dysfunctional。
呢啲嘢會令到我哋即係纏繞令我哋非常之嘅沉重，以致到我哋唔可以去前進做得好。
Resulting in a joyless life as a student, as a mother, and as otherwise a healthy, happy person。
呢啲嘅前累令到我哋，無論係做媽媽，或者做學生，或者做咩嘅，喺我哋生活上面，我哋已經失去咗一啲嘅喜樂去生活。
I know many of us are overachieving perfectionists。
喺我哋當中，或者我哋都有好多嘅，可能係呢一種嘅非常之追求完美、追求做得好嘅呢啲嘅人。
It does not necessarily mean that we bring God's pleasure into our life when we're that way。
當我哋係咁追求完美主義嗰陣時，唔代表我哋可以令到係可以討神喜悅，或者有咗喜樂神嘅喜樂喺我哋嘅心中。
The scripture says to lay them aside, throw them off, let it go。
聖經話俾我哋聽，我哋要將呢啲嘅前累，我哋要放棄，我哋要唔可以繼續嘅去自己嘅去追求。
The pastor David Platt uses a term of great imbalance。
大衛普拉特牧師佢自己講佢講過嘅一個話，用一個名詞叫嚴重嘅唔平衡。
I suggest to you to describe a hindrance in today's church, great imbalance.
佢講到今日嘅教會，我係提出就係話，呢個係咪就係我哋成為我哋今日教會嘅障礙咧？
All the stuff that we do and spend our resources on ourselves in the North American church may not be wrong in itself.
在今天的北美教会里面，可能我们将很多的资源、很多的时间、精力放在我们自己的教会的本身、信徒的本身，可能不是一件很错的事情。
But this great imbalance prevents us from finishing the Great Commission.
但这个严重不平衡的分配，令到我们在神的大使命上面，我们就不可以完成得好了。
If churches spend millions of dollars on mega building projects,caring for our own believers and doing our own good church in reach.
当我们今天的教会，我们如果只是花很多很多的钱和资源在很大的礼拜堂，在只是关心自己的会友，是做自己的事情那里。
It may far outweigh the pennies that we spend doing gospel outreach and sending global workers in light to the billions of eternally lost people in the world.
可能咁样做嗰阵时就会攞走咗，其实好多资源应该去呢一啲嘅我哋普世嘅教会，我做宣教工作喺神嗰个大事上面去一啲嘅未得之地嗰度去传福音。
Wouldn't this be a great imbalance in light of God's priorities?
当我哋攞走咁多我哋应该大使命嘅资源嗰阵时，咁其实系咪一个严重嘅不平衡嘅现象咧？
If the Christian church at large, I'm not referring to our church, but the church at large fails to accomplish the Great Commission, will the Lord Jesus judge the church for failing to do so?
我唔係講緊我哋今日嘅教呢個教會，我係講緊普世嘅教會。如果我哋係咁樣做嗰陣時候，我哋會唔會咧虧欠咗神，以致喺耶穌基督呢個嘅普世呢個使命上面、大使命上面，我哋係得唔到神耶穌基督嘅一個稱許同祝福咧
？Then our hindrance becomes a sin。
咁我哋呢啲嘅前累，我哋呢啲嘅阻礙，就會成為我哋嘅罪。
Brothers and sisters, we must lay aside and throw off every hindrance and sin that may stumble us in our spiritual race.
弟兄姊妹，我们应该放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
Sin is not only dangerous, it can disqualify our race.
罪不单只是会阻碍我们，它会令到我们可能踢我们出局，我们是变成我们是得到这个的资格去继续。
Since it's Olympic year this year, do you think the strongest muscles of rock climbers are their strong hand grip, their upper body, and forearm muscles to climb.
今年是奧林匹克的年、啊、比賽的年、啊、我就想起這個攀岩者這些 rock climber、啊、其實你是不是想想他們的上半身他們的手的力他們的肌肉他們 的手臂各方面這些是最重要的呢
I think that's amazing. I can't do that.
這個很厲害的一個攀岩者
And I used to think it was their hands and their arms that make them climb well.
我都以為一直都係以為，哦，係佢哋嘅上半身，係佢哋嘅手臂力啊，各方面啊，去幫助到佢哋。
But it's not. The strongest muscle a climber needs to develop is their calf muscle in their leg.
其實唔係喎，原來係佢哋最需要、最犀利、最強壯嘅肌肉需要咧，就係其實佢哋腳、佢小腿嘅肌肉。
Because they need constant footholds, from rock to rock.
因為佢哋好需要就係只腳嗰陣時候咧，係要企緊揸緊嗰啲嘅嗰啲嘅搭嗰啲石。
In order to be a great climber, they need to strengthen their foothold.
當佢哋需要成為一個偉大嘅攀岩者嗰陣時，佢哋好需要喺佢哋嘅下盤嚇，佢哋嘅腳嗰度咧係要踏實。
Then I remember in Ephesians 4, 26 and 27, it says, In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold.
咁我就諗起喺以弗所書四章耶六到廿七節，佢咁講，佢話生氣卻不要犯罪，含怒不可到日落，也不可給魔鬼留地步。
To finish well, be careful what your life is standing on.
当我想完成更好的时候，我哋要小心，我哋只脚，我哋系踏喺边一度咧
？Do not make your foothold on sin.
千祈唔好将你自己嘅脚踏实喺啲罪入上边。
Sin allows the devil to take a grip into our lives.
罪可以令到我哋捉住我哋只脚，令到我哋唔可以继续嘅去前进。
It will weaken us. It will destroy us.
它可以令我们软弱，令直情系可以系毁灭我哋。
Now the third and final exhortation to finish well.
第三亦都系最后嘅一个劝勉。
Number three, looking to Jesus.
第三就系话仰望耶稣。
The word implies looking to Jesus is also looking away from everything else.
当我哋话我哋仰望专注嗰阵时，亦都系其实讲到就系话我哋唔去睇侧边嘅嘢。
Look to Jesus, look away from everything else。
当我哋去专注睇住耶稣嗰阵时候，我哋唔去睇侧边嘅。
It says also to fix our eyes on Jesus. Other translations。
另外一个嘅翻译就系话我哋仰目专注耶稣
，or keep our eyes on Jesus，
或者话我哋单一嘅。
It is an undivided love for Jesus, a singular focus, a complete devotion.
呢个系对耶稣完全唔分心嘅爱，亦都系单一嘅焦点，系喺耶稣嗰个嘅依赖。
So is Jesus sitting on the throne of our lives?
所以今日耶稣系咪坐咗喺你嘅生命嘅宝座入边嘅宝座上呢？
Jesus is not only the author of our faith, he's also the finisher of our faith.
耶稣基督唔单止系开始我哋呢个信仰创始嘅，佢亦都系完成，系一个完成者，佢一个成终嘅一个嘅嘅神。
He who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Christ Jesus. Philippians 1:16.
在腓立比书一章那里讲到，他说我深信在你们心里面动了善功的必成全这功。
So isn't it a joy that Jesus was at the starting line and he is at the finish line and all the way through our race?
所以是不是耶稣是在我们的开始，我们起跑的时候，也都是在我们最后冲刺的时候，那个完成那个那里等我们呢？
In Barcelona 1992,The British Olympic runner Derek Redmond had his eyes fixed on winning Olympic gold.
喺一個九二年喺西班牙巴塞隆拿嗰個嘅奧林匹克嘅運動會裏面，英國嘅奧林匹克選手 Derek Redmond 就好想得到喺佢嘅賽跑上面得到金牌。
After suffering a number of setbacks in 88 and undergoing 5 surgeries since then, he was determined to finish well in
1992. 但是他今次是非常有決心的,他完成,他做得好,在這個比賽上面.
He was running well and running strong, but in the semifinals, 400 meter semifinals on lane 5, he had a heartbreaking experience.
他本來一直在比賽上都走得很好,也是非常之的,在熱門,但後來在400 半準決賽的時候,當他在第五條線的時候,他越走就越困難.
As he was running well, his hamstring tore.
當他走得很好的時候,突然間他的腿筋
And he fell in pain.
然後他跌在地上,
But with determination and endurance, he got up and started limping a full lap to the finish line.
但是他很有決心的要完成,於是他站起來,然後一拐一拐地,慢慢地,是圍著牆繼續地去跑.
And if you saw this on TV, you would remember that this big man, his father, ran out to help him.
如果當時你有看這個比賽的時候,你會電視上看到的是說,他的爸爸就會在牆上出來,去幫助他完成.
His father tried to prevent worse injury, and he says, "You don't have anything to prove, son. You don't need to do this."
他爸爸不想去繼續的,去嚴重的受傷,於是來到去扶住他的時候,跟他說,兒子,你不需要這樣做的,你可以去放棄的。But
Derek insisted, "I am going to finish."
但是Derek說,不是,我一定要去做,我一定要去完成這次的這個比賽。
To which his father replied, "Then we will do it together."
咁佢爸爸就同佢講,如果你係咁決定嗰陣時,咁我就幫助你,我支持你,我哋一直咁做。
He wrapped his arm around his son's waist.
佢就用個手去圍住佢腰去支持佢,支撐佢。
And of course, Derek's head fell on his father's shoulder as he wept.
當 Derek佢俾爸爸咁圍住嗰陣時, 他的頭也是挨著他爸爸,枕著爸爸的肩膀,然後就一路哭泣。
And together they limp to the finish line.
然後慢慢的,他們其實就是走完這個比賽的賽事。
And then 65,000 spectators rose up and gave him a standing ovation.
當Derek去做到衝刺,完成的時候,在場的65,000個觀眾,大家一起起身的,是為他歡呼,為他鼓掌。
And it was one of the most moving moments in Olympic history.
這可能是其中一個在奧林匹克比賽的史上的其中一個最感人,最感動的一個時刻。
So brothers and sisters, finish well.
所以弟兄姊妹,要完成更加好。
We don't run alone.
我們不是自己很孤獨的,去走這個跑道。
We are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, Christian examples who have faithfully followed Jesus.
我們被這些這麼多去堅決去跟隨耶穌的信徒圍繞,成為我們的見證。
Who have gone before us, who run beside us.
他們在之前在走,帶領我們,也在旁邊的,去支持我們。
Especially Jesus has endured the cross and sits at the throne of God.
特別是耶穌基督,他不單止自己堅忍的去完成,他自己要走的跑道在十字架上,也都去幫助我們。Please
pray with me.
請我們大家一起低頭祈禱。
Our Father God, may you grant us your power and blessing.
親愛的天父,求你願意去幫助我們,讓我們更大的能力和祝福。
To run with perseverance.
令我們繼續可以用堅忍的去跑下去。
To throw off every hindrance and sin.
令我們放開我們各樣的重擔和罪。
And mostly to keep our eyes on Jesus.
更加的就是令到我們注目的去仰望耶穌。
That we may also finish well.
令到我們完成這個跑道極好。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我們是仰望耶穌基督的名義求。
Amen.
Amen.